under the Services tab. Like the ARRL Awards, there's an award that will meet everyone's capabilities. In fact, the very first award is going to be your hardest one to earn. It is for making your first satellite contact. Although only one contact is required, you first have to learn to use your radio and tune it for the up and down frequency. Then you have to learn how to point your antenna. It sounds so easy. If you remember your first HF QSO or your first CW QSO, you will remember the sweat on your palms, the choking of your call sign that first time. You make that first contact and you are in the clouds. It's a great feeling. Don't forget to write down the station you work, the satellite, time and date. Now, send it in to the ARRL LOTW for credit and maybe even request a paper QSL from the other station. Enjoy the satellites and have fun with another facet of ham radio. There's something in ham radio for everyone. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. Continuing on January 3rd, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. January 3rd, it's the NCCC FT4 Sprint. That's digital. Also on January 3rd, the NCCC Sprint, CW. January 4th, Bedexis 070 Club PSK Fest is digital. January 4th, the Marconi Club Ari Luano QSO Party Day. That's CW. January 4th through the 5th, the WWPMC contest, CW and phone. Also on January 4th, the RSGB AFS contest. That's CW. January 4th, it's the ARRL Kids Day. That's phone. And on January 4th through the 5th, the ARRL Ready Roundup. That is digital. And don't forget to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Coming state section and division conventions, January 4th, the Ham Radio University, that's hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention in Brookville, New York. January 10th through the 11th, it's the 2025 Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention in Fort Myers, Florida.